This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook, accounting software designed for your farming or ranching operation. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. economy is facing uncertainty as tariff reactions continue. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, are you making six-figure decisions without knowing where your farm really stands? Stop flying blind and start using Ambrook. With Ambrook, you can just walk into bank meetings with confidence, always know your enterprise profitability, and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and U.S.-based support. No more spreadsheets or shoeboxes, just clarity and control. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today, and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
Canadian Prime Minister Mike Carney announced that Canada will levy a tariff on all American-made vehicles that are not compliant with the USMCA and that those Canadian counter-tariffs will match tariffs put on Canada's auto industry. This Canadian measure follows the retaliatory tariffs imposed last month on about $60 billion worth of American goods in retaliation for President Trump's initial tariff actions. Carney said that the president's move to levy blanket tariffs on virtually every country will rupture the global economy and have devastating consequences for American workers and businesses.
President Trump's unprecedented series of tariffs that are designed to reshape the international trading system will be monumental. The latest reciprocal tariffs will not be imposed on Canada. At the same time, the tariffs announced against our auto industry have come into effect. And while they have been imposed under different premises, some things are consistent. They are all unjustified, unwarranted, and in our judgment, misguided.
American, Canadian, and global financial markets have dropped in value on the potentially toxic mix of weakening economic growth and higher inflation that a tariff war could create. Jean Charest, co-chairman of the Canada-U.S. Relations Council, said that financial markets are now in the most precarious of situations, a feeling of uncertainty.
We've been taken hostage by Donald Trump for the last few months, throws stuff at us and sees whether it sticks to the wall or not. This is a world of very bad choices. The logic of tariffs and counter-tariffs is bad for everyone. We all wish it were different, but we have to defend our fundamental sovereign interest as we go ahead with this.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.